So today we will be discussing about cognitive behavioral therapy. So CBT, as it is popularly known, is a talk therapy. So it is based on the premise that the way we think about situation can affect the way we feel and behave. So by setting a goal and focusing on the cognitive part, that is the way we think, identifying certain thoughts which may not evoke positive feelings and appropriate behavior, and modifying those thoughts, we are able to bring about a change in the way we feel and also behave. So this is the entire premise of CBT. And CBT as a therapy initially tries to kind of identify few thoughts. Those are called like automatic negative thoughts. Then we kind of involve in Socratic questioning about how there can be alternate versions of the same thought. Over time, an individual is taught how to identify such negative thought, reframe it, and develop more adaptive kind of thoughts, which in turn influence their feelings and also the behavior. So CBT as a therapy happens over multiple sessions. So usually after the initial assessment, the treatment sessions are once per week. On an average, an individual may take anywhere between 12 to 16 sessions of CBT. So even if the therapist is able to do the CBT procedure for only a few thoughts, it's a skill that is learned by the client. So over time, they can employ these strategies which are learned during the course of therapy for other situations and other thoughts. So as such, CBT is a very evidence-based therapy. It has helped millions of people worldwide, and I hope you also benefit from CBT. Thank you. For more information, visit mhtoolkit.com. So today we'll be discussing about cognitive errors. So as a part of CBT, that is the cognitive behavioral therapy or the talk therapy, the identification of cognitive errors, that is the systematic errors in thinking that are believed to maintain depression, are identified, and the therapist along with the patient involves in Socratic questioning, reasoning, so that the individual is able to identify these cognitive errors and develop alternate, more adaptive versions of it. So here we'll be discussing about the cognitive bias. So first will be minimization. For example, an individual after a minor setback may kind of minimize all the good things, achievements he has obtained in the past. So this is minimization. So it's important to provide a realistic appraisal of his past achievement and consolidate the achievements in his mind. The second one is magnification. So those with depression tend to magnify the setbacks or minor negative events and provide more than required emphasis on these events. The next is overgeneralization. For example, individuals who fail in very small aspect of their life tend to extrapolate these minor events into all aspects of their life. For example, just missing an exam, a student may feel like everything is doomed. There is nothing to look for in life. So, this is overgeneralization. So, a mere loss in a very small aspect of one's life doesn't mean the world is over for the individual. Next, we come to selective abstraction. So, by paying attention to very small aspect or an event, an individual may extrapolate it to entirety. So, rather than this can be explained better as looking at the trees rather than looking at the forest. So an individual loses perspective of the bigger aspect of things by focusing on very small detail. The next one is personalization. An individual overtly kind of attributes importance to himself, that self has an agent causing all these events. For example, when there is a failure of a team, an individual kind of takes it so hard on himself. So that's personalization. Then we discuss arbitrary inference. For example, an individual again like takes in a single failure, a single lapse, and kind of infers that the entire failure of the team or the entire failure of the venture is because of one small lapse the individual has committed. So this is arbitrary inference. Then comes dichotomous thinking, wherein individual thinks in black and white. So for example, so either people can be all good or all bad. So there is like people can only be in extremes and there are no in-betweens. So this is dichotomous thinking. Then comes catastrophic thinking. So even there are small lapses, an individual tends to think that okay, now everything is doomed. Nothing good is going to happen. So deriving from minor events, an individual takes a complete negative outlook of future, which is catastrophic thinking. Next comes labeling. So here what happens is an individual, after having a minor setback or failure, labels himself as loser. So such labeling kind of affects him in the future too, because it becomes a part of his identity, the failure from which he has inferred that he is a loser becomes part of his identity, which affects the way he interacts with the world. So here we have discussed few cognitive errors or distortions. Thank you for listening. For more information related to mental health, visit mhtoolkit.com. Thank you.